Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, it seems like it's been almost 2 weeks since we talked to you, Coach, coming off the bye. You got to spend time with your team this week, obviously. How did they seem? Did they seem refreshed coming off the bye? I know they had almost, you know, a good 4 or 5 days off to get away from the game a little bit.
Yeah, I think we all did. You know, it was good to have a mental break, too, of not having another game plan, another scouting report, another set of adjustments. And, of course, you know, physically it's good to get caught up on a little bit of sleep and rest and be ready to go. But, you know, huge game here against Carolina, so we know we're going to need to be at our best to go down there and win.
I've worked with you before. I know you get excited about the bye week because you get the self-scout, lock yourself in a room with all the coaches, find out what you do, what you don't do so well. What'd you make of your team through 9 games and where you stand right now and what you've seen on film when you look at everything that you've done?
Well, I think that there's room for improvement in every area. And, you know, that's offense, defense, special teams, fundamental playing, coaching. We can, you know, we need to make a few changes in our scheme and kind of what we're doing. So we found a few things that we think can help us, and hopefully we can go out and execute them well and be a better football team in the last 7 games than we were in the first 9. So that's our goal.
Heard you talk about this the other day, and just want to touch on it real quick with what went on down with the Miami Dolphins with hazing. And, you know, shoot, I played 10 years in the league. I remember being a rookie getting so-called hazed. And how do you deal with that as the head coach of this organization, whether it's, you know, veterans that police that, whether you talk to guys? I know you've met with captains before on a weekly basis. How do you handle your locker room's environment?
Yeah, I think it pretty much is runs itself with the players and the leadership that we have in the locker room.
So it's really, you know, the guys you get, you fully trust those guys to take care of
everything. Yeah, we really haven't had any problems. Our guys do a good job. You know, veteran players do a good job of, you know, bringing people into the team, making them part of the team, and you know, having camaraderie and chemistry on the team.
All right, thanks, Coach. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk about the Carolina Panthers. More of All Access next.